You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
What factors do you think have increased the amount of drugs being used over the last 2 years?
Look, I think two of the major changes that have happened have been a big volume increase in cocaine consumption over the last couple of years. Now, I should say that's off the back of a very small presence of cocaine in New Zealand. But what we do know is that internationally the production of cocaine has grown significantly, so there is an attempt to get it into new markets. And then the other change is we have seen a bit of an uptick in methamphetamine frequency of use, which has been pretty stable for a while. It'll be interesting to see what the wastewater shows, but we think we might be seeing more meth in the community. Methamphetamine's also had an increase internationally in terms of supply channels, and so we think that could be the reason why. And over time there's been some other changes in terms of price and volume of some other substances, but those two probably carry more harm and have been the bigger changes.
Yeah, so you mentioned that there was a decreasing price of methamphetamine. Why do you think that this is the case? Is there an increased demand for that, or is there some other kind of factor?
The frequency of use perhaps has gone up due to an increase of its presence. So if you have a population who, for example, might have an addiction, so not everyone who uses meth has an addiction, I should say, but for those who do, they might be more likely to consume as much as they can if there's more available or the prices come down. So I think that's a couple of the reasons why people might be consuming more.
There has been criticism of harm reduction facilities. Detractors argue that they make the drug problem worse by actually incentivizing people to consume drugs. What is your opinion on this statement?
Look, the evidence doesn't back that up at all. And so drug checking services, there's no evidence that they increase consumption. What they do is reduce harm. So the negative consequences people are able to navigate and avoid by finding out what they've got. And now is the most important time. Like, we've never had a more important time to have harm reduction in place, I don't think. We have knocking on our doorstep incredibly potent opioids that are coming from the Americas, if you like. Next door in Australia, they've had every class of drugs adulterated by a super potent opioid, a group of opioids called nitazenes, which are more potent than fentanyl. And so we are very concerned about what our drug supply could be like in coming months and years. So getting your drugs tested has never been more important. And in fact, I would also encourage people, if you are consuming any drugs at this point in time, but particularly if you've picked up some cocaine or are consuming more meth, check out thelevel.org.nz. We've got some really non-judgmental information there, and thinking about what you're taking it with, getting it checked, frequency of use. There's some complicated stuff to do with cocaine whereby, you know, when a drug wears off, so cocaine wears off quicker than many other drugs people might be used to.
Right.
Not only do you want to top up, but actually there's a special effect of cocaine that makes your brain want to redose compulsively, and so that can lead you to addiction faster. So thinking about controlling how much you're going to take at a particular event can help avoid somebody ending up with addiction. So you can see all of those things are quite important, both from preventing people from ending up with the worst harms like addiction or communicable disease, and therefore cost to the taxpayer and other things like that. So yeah, we absolutely stand behind harm reduction. It's never been more important. The other thing that we do have available is free test strips. So they will test your substances of fentanyl and nitazenes. So we can post out packs to you of test strips so that if you're heading away and, you know, something comes up, you've got an opportunity to check that it doesn't have those substances, because we're talking about a few grains of this stuff can result in a fatality. So yeah, particularly worried about our cocaine supply, because where it's coming from, more likely to be adulterated with those things.
What should realistically be implemented to reduce the harm from an increased potential use of substances?
At a macro level, there's a couple of different things we would like to see. Our current drug laws have been around for almost 50 years. As of next October, the Misuse of Drugs Act will turn 50. It's really written for a different era, and it doesn't really support us doing health-based approaches. So, for example, it prohibits us from doing some harm reduction activities, let alone addressing the criminalisation, or even some supply measures we could put in place to prevent some of that big volume or toxic drug supply issues. So we'd love to see new drug laws.
So one final question that I had is, how do we properly educate the youth against the use of substances? Because it can have an adverse effect of curiosity, I feel like.
Drug prevention education is a complicated story. So the evidence shows it's not very effective in and of itself. It tends to reinforce to people who were never going to use drugs not to use it. And for the other part who were going to venture into using them, they get a surprise because it's quite different from, you know, the experience they might have from taking a substance might feel quite different from what they were told. And so we think a more balanced approach that helps young people to develop their critical thinking skills and make good decisions and to use some of the regulatory measures that we don't have available to us at the moment. So, for example, a drug dealer doesn't have a minimum purchase age. So, yeah, some of those things might be more effective than the scare kids off drugs approaches that have been used in the past and internationally. But, yeah, helping to inform young people is really important. One of the things we have discovered recently is that ADHD is strongly implicated in drug use, moreover. So something like 25% of people with addiction, depending on which study, but we've just released a report on it, about 25% of people with addiction have ADHD, and it could be as many as half of people who use stimulant substances that have ADHD. And we have also heard that conduct behaviour disorder is another predictive factor. So there's something we could do more usefully to support people with those disorders or diseases or disabilities or conditions, depending on your viewpoint, to better support them to not go on to either use substances or, moreover, to support them to not end up with addiction or overdose or any of the more negative consequences. So we think a more targeted approach that actually more rationally evidence-based approach that looks at why somebody's using a substance and supporting them with that rather than just a universal drug education approach is probably more effective.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.